Steve got started last week on the south end of town, according to our sheet here, phase 1A, installing culverts and replacing culverts. And then this week we started on phase 2, reconstructing the county bypass road. And then some minor work at the corner of Hart and Main. That's what we're doing. That's what we should be doing for the next couple weeks. And then we'll start getting further into phase 1A with our full depth reclamation down by the interstate and high school in that first phase.
Down by Kate's house.
Yes. That's what we're doing.
There's phase 2 or just at that, 1,000-yard stretch at Buckingham Lumber is just the area we're working on
right now. Working in that area by Buckingham Lumber where it needs some reconstruction.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Pay attention to flaggers. I got a lot of signs up in a few different places and slow down for flaggers and the construction workers.
It looks like they started something up there, Main and...
Yep, Main and Hart. They started, they'll be there this week working on that corner of Main and Hart. So.
Could you just describe what's going to happen at Hart and Main?
Hart and Main is we're going to widen out the right turn lane and pull back our traffic signal that typically gets hit once a year. The other one got hit yesterday. On the opposite
So that's the reason that it's just not wide enough for the traffic that
widening
comes
the
through
radius
there
out to make the turn for bigger trucks in that corner. So that will be the work there. And most of that work, this is some of the prep work that we're doing on the corner this year. Most of that work will happen next year. There it is.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Should be about the same stuff for about the rest of this week and into next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess that would be about the end of June. We'll start even more work on the south end of town. Turn up the road.
One thing that was mentioned at the last meeting was you were looking for flaggers. I noticed there were a lot of flaggers up on that area down in the south end of town. Do you have sufficient flaggers or are you still looking for them?
I'm not sure if they've hired all that they want to hire. They typically look for flaggers all year long. So if there's anyone interested, they should get a hold of a contractor and get their name in with them. Kroll or SNL, I'm not sure. I think they might have been running an ad.
I know some people that were that talked to that were interviewing with SNL.
Yeah, SNL with the traffic control.
Deb's a great superintendent at Horman. She knows her business, so she'd be a good person to work with.
Yep.
Yeah, she's awesome.
There it is. There's your update.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming.